All right, everyone, it's time for today's first New Tech exclusive. Amazon is now musing openly about the possibility, link in the description, archived, of course, of using the fact that it has a pseudo-monopoly on web serving. They have 40% of the web servers that, like, comprise the actual hosting of the Internet. It goes through Amazon. Now, that's a pseudo-monopoly, I say, because there are, like, a half a dozen other companies that are involved that do hosting and quite a bit of it, and then there are other smaller firms as well. Here's the problem, though. The problem is that when a group like Amazon, with that market share, appeases the woke mafia and corporate sponsors as well, by the way, they work for the same sort of fascistic bullshit, by beginning to more proactively censor, there's a more proactively police content. So, in other words, censorship. Just use the correct terminology. The problem is that it encourages other companies to follow along, because otherwise Amazon, by putting the spotlight on the issue, draws attention to it. And then these various social justice warriors, craptivists who support fascism, you know, like the Atlantic Council, the Right Wing Watches of the World, the Will Summers, all of these fascists, which is what they are. We're going to use correct terminology and not bother to mince words. They believe in the fusion of corporation and state in order to crush people whose beliefs they disagree with. That's fascistic in nature. Or just totalitarian. Tyrannical, authoritarian, warped, and unethical and wrong. Whatever you want to use. I'll just shorten it to fascism because it's got the fewest fucking letters. It fits well enough. The problem is that then those people, I mean, they're not going to attack Amazon because Amazon is more proactively censoring wrongthink. So they'll go after Amazon's competitors. And Amazon, by the way, is doing this because it is aware of this fact. That way any company that doesn't go along with the same line either gets knocked out by the woke mafia and loses sponsors, and they do like write-in campaigns, and by the way, doing literally what evangelicals did in the 80s and 90s about talk radio. Eventually all it did is force them to fucking innovate fucking more and made it less censored. So good job, you're forcing new tech and people like me to evolve faster and making us more powerful in the long run. Good on you, there's a reason this is a fucking new tech exclusive, you retarded retard. Anyway, what it'll do is, at least for some time, it'll encourage more censorship. Now, my assumption is I don't think that BitChute is using Amazon Web Services, although maybe it is. I don't think Rumble would be. I think they had to get their own servers anyway. Odyssey, I know, is not based on that. So, I mean, it's not going to affect... The link in the description mentions Substack and Patreon. Patreon in and of itself is not like free speech tech or anything like that. They've banned people for all sorts of off-the-wall bullshit, like that time that Sargon sent gay porn to a Nazi. I think he, when he was Twitter banned, it was because he had said the N-word satirically. I think, but the Patreon ban initially was, I think it was the gay porn to a Nazi or something. The people that were, and I mean the term Nazi in the more literal sense, like ethno-Nats, white ethno-Nats, complained about him. Lauren Southern fired a flare at sea once. Didn't fire it at anyone. Didn't do anything illegal. Was never booked or detained or anything. She got kicked off Patreon. So I don't give a fuck. Like, if my Patreon disappeared tomorrow, it wouldn't matter. It would just make Subscribestar more money. I have a feeling they probably don't use Amazon web hosting. They should probably go with a smaller alternative. If they do. Somebody contact me and be like, hey, here's a story you need to see. As far as Substack, a Substack in the blog sense is so straightforward and text-based and almost like yesteryear technologically. It shouldn't be hard for them to find an alternative. All this will do is it'll take some of these more interesting, faster-growing sites, and they won't use Amazon web hosting. And they probably won't be using, what is it, GoDaddy or whatever it is. They'll find some smaller alternative. Eventually, this causes the smaller alternatives to grow, get more money, and innovate more. Censorship usually backfires, but nobody tell the fascists of the far leftoidism movement this, because then they might actually ease up on it, and then the development of new tech will be slower. Amazon shouldn't be doing this, to be clear. And I say this as someone who generally feels more positively towards Amazon than a lot of the other big tech firms, because they have generally held back more than them. Like Google censors everything, manipulates everything. Facebook's even worse. I think Twitter is arguably the worst of all. Apple is now saying, yeah, we're going to root through your devices to make sure you don't have any dirty laundry. Microsoft is planning to essentially take control of your own proprietary files and software and shit with their next upgrade of Windows. Amazon is the only one that has kind of held back. I realize Twitch has some censorship issues, although I'm there and live streaming, and I don't, so far I haven't had any problem. And I think by now, certainly, I've got the attention of certain leftoids, considering that they pile aboard to complain about my presence there. So if there was anything that they could do under the TOS about me, they probably would have done it already. They probably would want to cut the head off the snake really quickly, because otherwise it's going to coil around some leftoid chats and destroy them. But anyway, as a person who feels more positively towards Amazon, if not positively in a general sense, and certainly in full disclosure, their publishing on-demand services have been a godsend to me, and I use them frequently and publish books through them. And the edited works, they go through Amazon's PewDie. Without Amazon, it wouldn't have been possible for me to provide those works at a low enough cost with proper printing and stuff. On that end, book-wise, generally speaking, Amazon is saintly compared to its competitors. But this is purely wrong. It's a bad idea, and again, if you're going to work with a company, like I've tried to do this with YouTube. When I lash out at YouTube and say this is a fucking retarded idea with regards to some new censorship, it's not because I fucking hate YouTube, it's because, hey, I use YouTube. I'm on the fucking site. You're ruining your own website that I've used for more than a decade. I don't want to see Amazon go down that same route and start fucking with its algorithms and start fucking with creators and start fucking with people that use its web hosting, because ultimately, at the end of the day, you've got a model that by and large works for people. You've achieved equilibrium already. Just innovate, make things faster and more efficient. That's all you need to do to maintain total supremacy in every market you've already cornered. You don't need to do anything else. There are no more mountains to climb. So why don't you, instead of trying to kick dirt down the mountain and destroy someone else's pinnacle, why don't you just haul some more dirt to the top and make it a few inches taller? Wonderful. None of these corporations tend to be very bad towards the end of their monopolistic reign at maintaining it. Specifically because I guess the idea is the CEO has to constantly tinker with things and change things, and they all have huge egos and they want to overhaul what the last dude did, and this design team has great new plans. Yeah, we had something that was working for, like, this would be like if Bethesda decided to completely change the control system on its games. People that are used to the old one would freak out. This is like introducing anything. This is like MySpace, basically. So, or what Facebook has been doing lately. It's a bad idea. That's about all. Peace out.